The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
It's here for Chris Fender, everybody, at Interstate State Bank. Yes. Who here loves Wausau, Wisconsin, USA? I can't hear you. Who here loves Wausau, Wisconsin, USA? Okay, my name is Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And we're from a little program called the Wausau Business Show. It's a radio show on 98.9 Bull Falls Radio and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And it's 100% action-packed Wausau. We are at your service, Wausau. We're trying to get you a Red Lobster. Would you like that? I can't hear you. Okay. And who here loves Wausau, Wisconsin, USA? Who here loves Brad Emanuel? All right, now here's the most difficult part, and it's only going to be a second, and then we're going to play Brad here.
Pay attention.
Pay attention. Can I get a W?
W. Can I get an A?
A.
Can I get a USA?
USA.
Can I get another U?
U.
What's that spell? Louder. Okay, now ladies and gentlemen, 3, 2, 1, get him up, get him up. You know him, you love him. Him and his band are here for you, Wausonians. This is the one and only Brad Emanuel.
This is the Wausau Business Show. Now, here are your cow tipping, ice fishing, polka dancing, beer brought frying, cheese curd loving hosts, Ryan and Paul!
Working like a cowboy, the boss man! Whoa. Working for the company! Whoa. Betting on the dice I'm tossing! Whoa. I'm gonna have a fantasy! Whoa, yeah. Where am I gonna look? Tell me that love is blind! I really need a girl like an open book to read between the
John. Just a bit outside.
Loving it and loving tough. Living it up when I'm going down. Loving it and loving tough. Living it up when I'm going down.
The Wausau Business Show is open for business.
Hello, Wausau.
Episode number 12, Paul, I believe.
It's 12. It's gone by fast. Blink of an eye.
That is a full quarter, a business quarter.
That's right.
12 weeks. We're on the fiscal calendar. We are not on the actual calendar annually.
Right.
We started in April, so we're on a fiscal.
That's right.
The Wausau Business Show. But we got a quarter down.
A quarter of business down.
Yeah. I am Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And it's Wings Over Wausau weekend.
All right.
We'll see you at the Wausau Municipal Airport downtown, which I believe is airport code AUW, Paul.
Okay. Okay.
Like CWA is
right.
CWA, Central Wisconsin Airport. AUW is downtown Wausau's code for their airport.
It'll be fun over there for the Wings Over Wausau.
And to help commemorate Wings Over Wausau weekend, we'll be heading to CWA.
Oh, the other one.
Yeah, Central Wisconsin Airport to talk to the director, the guy that runs the place over there, Brian Grief.
Is that how you say it?
We'll ask.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming up. We're going to talk to Brian about airport operations and the importance of our regional airport at CWA. It's really important economically for the region to have CWA there.
Absolutely.
And what happened to those flights to Detroit? We'll figure that out and hear all about the new Orlando direct flights out of CWA into Orlando.
Yeah, that's the Avelo airline, I believe.
Yeah, and we've got two tickets to Orlando.
We'll be giving those away on the show.
That's right. Brian said he's got two tickets to give away to listeners on the show. So especially if you're a podcast listener, I think we're going to do something special for podcast listeners because we always do caller number 9.
Right.
And that's for the live listeners on 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. But we want to do something special, a special contest for just podcast listeners. So stay tuned for that.
We got a shout out for you via tickets.
And wasn't it fun introducing Brad Emanuel this week?
Yeah, what an honor that was to introduce Brad on stage.
Yeah, it got my adrenaline up a little bit. I like that.
Right.
As an adrenaline junkie. You ever play horseshoes, Paul?
I have.
Yeah?
I don't know that I'm very particularly good, but I have, yeah.
I think Chatterbox used to have it.
They
back
did.
There. Do they
the
still?
As far as I know.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to Sarah Olofsson over at the Greenhack Turner Community Center.
Right.
Beautiful facility that opens in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Awesome for the area. Wait until you see this place. It's magical.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And they are in the running. The Greenhack Turner Community Center. Center is in the running to host the World Horseshoe Competition.
That, what?
The World Horseshoe Competition. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they're in the top two is what we're understanding.
Down to two finalists?
Down to two finalists. They normally have it on the East Coast or West Coast, they said. But Wausau and this particular new community center is in the running. And we're going to be talking to Sarah Olofsson about that next week because we have to cheerlead for this. We have to make calls. We got to do whatever it takes to get it over the goal line.
Let's do it, Wausau.
People are coming from all over the world to Wausau, Wisconsin for 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
The competition for the horseshoe, World Horseshoe Competition lasts for two weeks.
The Olympics.
Exactly. But it lasts for 2 weeks. I don't know if like everybody stays for 2 weeks or if you lose your game, you go home.
I mean, their arms have to be the exhaustion on the arm after 2 weeks. Yeah. It's got to be a lot.
Exactly. But I guess they take off of work. I specifically asked, do they take off of work 2 weeks?
Well, I have some other questions for her too that we'll get to next week. Is there such thing as a professional horseshoer, for example?
I guess the girl that holds the title for the world's best horseshoer, if that's what it's called.
I'd go there.
Is from like Chippewa Falls or something. And she's only 18 years old. And she stole the trophy from some European woman who was like in her 70s or 80s.
Wow. Two ends of the spectrum there.
Right.
And by stole, you mean she won it.
Well,
outright.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Fine.
Okay.
And we got such an action-packed Wausau business show this week that we've also got our very own, you know him, you love him, Chad Holmes from the Bull Falls Morning Show is coming in to talk to us about the World Series of Poker.
Yeah.
I know that you like to play poker.
Yeah, I love it. I'm not very good, but...
More of a blackjack guy.
Yeah.
So he's going out to Las Vegas to represent, as far as we know, that he's the only Wausaunian going out to Las Vegas to compete in the World Series of Poker.
And we tried to find others, so we think he's the only one.
Yeah. 7159-WAUSA, if you know anybody else that is going, who's a Wausaunian, whether they live in Wausau or...
Are from Wausau.
An expat.
Right.
I guess you could call somebody that moves out of Wausau somewhere else.
Right. But give us a call if you know anyone, because we'd like to find out who else we can cheer on.
Yeah, but we're going to be cheering on Chad. He's on our team, so we have to cheer him on.
Of course.
And I guess he's gone. He goes every year, apparently.
Cool.
And so I can't wait to hear like how much he's gambling, how much he's winning, what he expects to place in. Last year, correct me if I'm wrong, but he placed in the top 10% of the world players.
Yeah, that's right. He top 10% last year. I have a question or two about that because that is exciting. I mean, that's rare. These are the best poker players in the world.
And you follow some of these poker players on Instagram from what I've gathered, right?
Yeah, I know a few of their names. We can ask them about those guys.
Who's the top poker player in the world?
Boy, I guess it depends on who you ask. That guy from Madison was always pretty good. Phil Hellmuth.
And he's from Madison? Does he still live there?
Great question. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, Chad will know.
Yeah, Chad will know.
But these guys that are top in the world, they make obviously a bunch of money off of poker, but then they make a bunch of money off of endorsements.
Yeah.
And they're millionaires just by playing poker professionally.
Well, if you're that good at something like poker, I think you can just show up to the casino, punch in, and walk home with a big check.
Don't they like cut the good guys off or not?
I don't think so because the casino doesn't play against them. They play against other players. So there's no reason for a casino to cut them off.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is at, ironically and coincidentally, this is at the Horseshoe Hotel in Las Vegas where this is going to happen.
It's a theme show today, folks.
Chad will be going to the Horseshoe to have the World Series of Poker, and we'll be promoting the World Horseshoe Competition.
That's right.
While he's there.
Right.
And hopefully he brings home a lot of money in the trophy.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Marcus Amundsen. How do you pronounce his last name, Paul?
Marcus Amundsen, I believe.
He has gotten, it's official, his Red Lobster tattoo, and it says Wausau underneath. We will be playing the audio from him getting that tattoo at Mark Duff's Tattoos in the Old Western Village coming up on the Wausau Business Show.
Very exciting.
He's so committed. He's such a passionate Red Lobster fan and so committed to the Red Lobster cause coming to Wausau that he's got it on his upper thigh. Well, it's not really his upper thigh. It's more like his upper kneecap.
Just above his knee.
It looks
glorious.
It's beautiful. So stay tuned for that.
We'll be right back with Brian Grief.
Or Griefy. We love you, Brian.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky look like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
So we're playing airplanes, sorry I'm late. I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky look like shooting stars?
Shooting stars.
I could really use a wish right now, wish right now.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Ryan Gallagher.
I'm Bob Simon.
I'm Paul Grinsley.
I'm Morrison.
I'm Scott Pelley.
Those stories and Andy Root tonight on 60 Minutes.
The Wausau Business Show. Broadcasting from Wausau, Wisconsin. The city credited by executive producer and founder of 60 Minutes, Don Hewitt. Helping 60 Minutes get its national start on the CBS television network.
100% of the proceeds from the Wausau Business Show's following business commercials benefit your community foundation of North Central Wisconsin. Wisconsin. For 37 years, your community foundation has granted funds to organizations and projects such as the 400 Block, the Children's Imaginarium, Boys and Girls Club, JoJo's Jungle, and many more to help make our community brighter. Learn more by Googling the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. And now, our esteemed Wausau Business Show sponsors.
All right, here's a little known fact. The first mayor of Wausau was August Kickbush. Here's a littler known fact. He was mayor twice. Littlest known fact, Kickbush traveled back to Germany in 1867 to enlist 700 German immigrants to Marathon County. So if anyone ever asks you how you'd get more people to move to Wausau, just ask yourself, what would Kickbush do? Because he'd go to Germany and bring back 700 people. That's what he'd do. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Get to Germany. Roastar.com.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the heartbeat of Wausau.
The Wausau Business Show.
I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly.
Welcome back to the Wausau Business Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Brian Griefy.
Welcome, Brian.
Director
Thanks for having us.
Of Central Wisconsin Airport.
Thank you.
Brian, can you start with like how vital Central Wisconsin Airport is on Wings Over Wausau weekend, but specifically to the, you know, regional economy, how important a regional airport like Central Wisconsin Airport is to the regional economy?
Yeah, great question. So we are the business airport, the commercial service airport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We serve commercial airlines, American, Delta, and Avelo.
Yeah.
But then also we see a lot of corporate travel coming through the airport.
Yeah.
It's vital to the region. It's vital to businesses. I know a lot of businesses, chains in particular, mm-hmm. Won't locate in a community that doesn't have a vibrant airport nearby. So it's really a synergistic relationship with the communities. The better the community does, the better we do. The better we do, the better community does. So it's vital.
Yeah, I mean, like you just said, a lot of chains and things like that won't do business in an area where it doesn't have a regional airport.
Mm-hmm.
Red Lobster, for example.
Exactly.
And I know that Red Lobster is listening at corporate in Orlando right now, and Avelo has a direct flight new as of last year to Orlando, right?
That's correct. Yeah, they're going all the summer. Twice weekly.
And has that been a big hit?
It has. Through the winter, every single month, the load factor increased. So right now, we're still getting the word out this summer. There's still plenty of opportunity. There's great prices on travel down to Orlando this summer. So we're still trying to get that word out for summer travel.
Okay. How does an airport make money?
A lot of different ways. The airport's owned and operated by Marathon and Portage County. It's a joint use agreement.
Okay.
But we do not rely on taxpayer dollars from Marathon or Portage County to operate the airport. So all the money that's used here is generated here, operational. Our number one single revenue source is parking. So we happen to just operate a parking facility that is located near a commercial airport.
I was not expecting that.
Me either.
No, and that's one thing that I'm really proud of. I know the board is too. Main reason is it's completely voluntary. You don't have to park here to utilize the airport, but people choose to because it's convenient and it's a fair price.
Yeah.
But then also, of course, leases. There are some fees on the airlines. We're in farming. We actually have a couple hundred acres in ginseng right now, which is very unique to Central Wisconsin Airport. So because we are completely self-sufficient, we try to look under every single rock to make money and not rely on taxpayer burden.
Are there other regional airports in the United States that have farms that they make money from?
Farming, I don't think is real uncommon, but certainly ginseng. I don't know of any other airports that are farming ginseng.
You got to be in a certain climate, I think, to grow ginseng too. So we happen to fall in one.
Well, we're in the ginseng capital of the world.
That's
here.
Right. Absolutely.
So you can't go anywhere without tripping over ginseng.
Or flying over it.
Very medicinal. Very healthy.
Yep.
So these regional carriers, do they give you an airport landing fee or do you get a certain percentage of their passengers' payments or how does that work?
Really two ways. There's landing fees on the aircraft. Uh-huh. And it's just based on the max landed weight.
On the weight.
And then there's a passenger facility fee, a PFC, that's $4.50 $1.50 per person.
Okay,
so it's a small fee that comes back to the airport.
Yeah, really small fee.
But then they also lease the space they use. So their offices, that's under lease as well.
And their desks and things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. The front desk or where you get your ticketing.
Yep.
Done.
Yep.
And how much does it cost for like a Delta jet to land here every time?
Oh, I should have looked that up before you came in.
Ballpark. Ballpark.
$100?
Just $100?
Yeah, it's not ridiculous. We can't scare them away either.
Yeah. Why is it so cheap? Why you'd think it would be a lot more?
We have to stay competitive.
Okay.
We want to make sure the airlines, we want to serve the airport, and
right. They
build some of those into their fees. So we want to keep the fees low for the traveling public.
Yeah, okay.
And there's a lot of competition in Wisconsin, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. So Delta takes off and lands about four times a day. Twice lands and twice takes off,
yep,
right?
Yep, exactly.
So they're only paying $400? Simple mathematician here, but
if my numbers are exactly right,
okay, roughly
for that.
Yep. And do they all pay the same? So United or American now, are they paying the same rate, or do you give Delta a little better rate because they're a better airline?
It's based on max weight. So Delta actually pays a little bit more because they fly a larger aircraft.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah. Right now, American's the lowest price because they fly the smallest aircraft.
And what happened with United? Everybody, I'm sure, wants to know what those direct flights to Detroit out of CWA that got taken away.
It was really COVID. Okay. And to a larger degree, the worker shortage that came from COVID.
Okay.
There were a lot of buyout packages for pilots and crew and whatnot.
Okay.
They drastically reduced the size of their company through COVID and highly skilled positions such as pilots. It takes a long time to train people back up. So they just didn't have enough staff to operate a number of regional airports.
So it's safe to assume it's not just CWA that lost United.
Yeah, it was all over the country.
Wow.
Yep, exactly. And smaller airports, certainly. Right. Smaller regional airports.
And you have your pilot's license, right?
I do, yep.
You're obviously IFR and VFR certified, visual and instrument, right?
The airport, yes. Me, no.
No? Just VFR?
Exactly.
Okay. And single or double engine rated? Or?
So that's an interesting story. I got my complex rating in a multi-engine.
Okay.
Then the aircraft had some issues. I did construction in the summer through college. Had to go back to where I was doing construction. Never actually got my multi-engine rating, even though I passed what would be considered a check ride in a multi-engine, but it was for something else.
Okay.
And never actually got a multi-engine rating. So it's just single engine land right now.
Oh, okay.
A tailwheel endorsement.
How many hours you got?
Right around 100. It's been a while. I'm not current.
Oh, okay.
And you're busy with your day job.
Busy with my day job, busy with the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you came from Aspen, the Aspen Regional Airport in Colorado, correct?
Aspen right before this, yep.
Yeah, and you were there for a number of years?
Yeah, yep. Two tours of duty there, once in airport administration and once in operations.
And what's it like to move to Central Wisconsin from Aspen? Because it's not entirely different, is it? I mean, it is and it isn't, right?
There's similarities and there's differences.
Yeah.
The people are largely the same. It's funny going there. You see more Packers jersey than anything else.
Go Pack, go.
Colorado.
Good.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But really, it's just a lot easier living here. That was about the time my youngest was born, and the cost of living out there is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So getting here, it just made everything a lot easier. It was nice.
And where were you born and raised?
West Central Minnesota. I grew up in kind of farm country Minnesota. My parents are actually from Wisconsin, so all my relatives, extended family, are here in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Well, does that make you a Packer fan?
I like both, actually.
Okay.
I'm split. I like Packers and I like the Vikings.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And then just to go back for a second, the Detroit leg that got dropped, was that because of pilot shortage as well?
A lot of the same issues. So
that was American Airlines, right?
That was Delta.
Delta. Okay.
Yes, and more specifically, nationwide, Delta retired their 50-seat regional jets, their CRJ-200s, which what served us.
Okay.
Replaced it in at least the Midwest with the CRJ-900, a 76-seat regional jet. So two flights daily on that is actually two more seats than three flights daily on the 50-seat regional jet. So in doing that, they kept capacity relatively flat, but did as much with the same or with less workload.
Okay.
So that was kind of their decision. And certainly the Detroit leg did do well and will do well when it comes back.
Oh, so it's good. Is it coming back?
It's not in the books yet.
Okay.
No, I don't
That's
get to make prediction. That decision, but I'm an optimistic type of guy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, get another couple $100 a day.
There you go.
Yeah. What has been your most exciting day of work at CWA thus far and why?
I'd say it's pretty tied. First is Warbird Rendezvous. The second one we had where weather was actually cooperative. We had, I think, six C-47, which is a DC-3 size military aircraft. We had a couple P-51s, a T-6, a number of training World War II vintage aircraft.
Wow.
A lot of people flying in. The Army was here as well. Just a great day, fun day. And then a sitting president is kind of a neat experience.
Air Force One
came in. Cool. Marine One came in, even though they really didn't fly it. It was just there. In case the Beast came in, their large limo. And then, of course, all the Secret Service that goes along with
that. So they brought in a backup plane.
Backup everything.
Wow.
Yep. Cool. It was crazy.
Yeah. That's wild. And is it true that on Air Force One, the trucks and the vans and everything in the caravan go up into Air Force One?
We had two C-17s, which I think is the second largest carrier aircraft in the U.S. Air Force fleet. Two came in with supplies leading up to it.
Cargo planes. Okay, so that's where the caravans were. That's amazing. And they had no trouble landing on this runway?
No, none whatsoever.
Okay. So you can land the biggest, because you just expanded this runway, right?
We shifted it. So length expanded by only about 75 feet, largely the same length.
Okay.
But we shifted, decoupled the runways based really on FAA regulations and new requirements.
Okay, the FAA. They run the show, don't they?
They have a heavy hand in it, absolutely.
Yeah, all right. How does one get over their fear of flying, would you say? I have a little bit of a fear of flying.
I have a slight fear, too.
Okay. I suppose alcohol is not an appropriate answer.
Okay. But you can get that behind the gate, I know. Yeah.
Yep. Number of ways. Experience is one. Mm-hmm. Actually, one of our operations and maintenance supervisors, Jim Wood, I had a customer that had a fear of flying. And he recommended going up in a small plane.
Okay.
And she did exactly that. She went up, talked to the certified flight instructor, kind of explained the forces of flight and really how safe it is. And now she loves to travel.
Wow.
So I'd say get some experience, talk with a certified flight instructor and really understand how safe flying really is. The most dangerous part of flying is your car ride to the airport.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it and probably a good point. Speaking of safety.
Let's talk about airplane mode for a second.
Okay.
Does that really do anything when they ask you to put the airplane mode on before takeoff and all that?
You'd have to ask the pilots on that. I mean, I don't have any insight into that.
Okay.
I know when you're flying your own aircraft, oftentimes you use an iPad or your phone for navigation.
Yeah.
But I look at it this way and probably pass this story along is, it's their airplane. I'm not that important.
Yeah.
I generally just put it in airplane mode.
Follow the rules.
I follow the rules. Yeah. I follow the rules. But I'm always confused about airplane mode because my cousin always says, you know, hey, if airplane mode was really that dangerous, wouldn't every terrorist in the world have it on when they take off and land and everything?
If it were that simple.
Right.
It may be the collective. I would just be guessing.
Yeah. Well, Brian, I have here, you are gracious enough to offer two of our listeners, and we're going to give this away to podcast listeners because we're on FM and we often do Bull Falls Radio contest, caller number 9, do that kind of shtick. Mm-hmm. But we're going to try taking caller number 9 right now to podcast only listeners. Not sure how we're going to prove that. Going to have to take their word for it.
Yeah.
But
system.
Caller number 9 right now to 715-9-WASA. Brian is flying you on Avelo Airlines. Two round trip flights on Avelo Airlines to Orlando, Florida.
Direct flights.
Direct. And they get to pick when they want to go?
Yeah, as long as the ticket is booked and used before Labor Day. It's for summer travel.
Very cool.
Summer travel only. Okay, and it's to Orlando. So we're just going to put one small caveat on this asterisk. You have to promise if you're trying to call in and win right now and you're listening on podcasts, we don't know. People listen to podcasts at different times all the time. So we don't know who will be calling number 9 by any means. But you have to promise us that you'll go by Red Lobster and put in a good word for Wausau.
Let's do it for Wausau.
Do it for Wausau, please. Brian, you agree to that?
Absolutely.
The terms of that? Okay, cool. And then it says seat assignment up to $20. What does that mean?
So it's not just your base fare. Avelo, like many low-cost carriers, has a low-cost business model where if you've got check bag, you got to pay a little extra. If you have carry-on, you have to pay a little extra. Those are actually included in those. You get a check bag, carry-on bag. It's all listed there. I don't pretend to remember it.
Right.
But
priority
a lot of those
boarding.
Ancillary fees like priority boarding
one
are included carry-on, in
one carry-on, one check bag.
So I believe it's a $500 value.
That's
not
awesome.
Just your base ticket.
Oh, yeah, that is very cool. Cool.
Call in, podcasters.
715-9-WASA. If the captain has a heart attack, does this interview qualify us to land the plane?
Hopefully there's more people that are more qualified, but absolutely.
Yeah, to be clear, this is our only training right now.
I know we're going to go up in the tower now, which will be super cool. It's the air traffic controllers up there, and they talk to regional air traffic control. So we're going to go up in the tower at CWA, but then they communicate with regional air traffic controllers. Is that how that works?
To hand them off, yes. And then also anybody that's in the airspace.
Okay.
Or on the ground.
So, and the airspace consists of how many miles radius?
4 miles.
Okay. So anybody in the 4 mile radius, it has to be on a certain frequency. That is our tower here at CWA that we're going to go up in now.
Yep.
Okay, great. But seriously, would they like, if the captain and the pilot, the co-pilot had, like, they just had some sort of medical emergency and Paul and I were the only other two people on the plane, would we talk to them and they would bring us in if it was a jet, like to try to do the thrusters down and the
It most
flaps?
Likely would be somebody at center.
Okay.
Bringing you off to an airport that they've got more presence at.
What does center mean? Where's that located?
Minneapolis Center is who we work with. They're in Minneapolis.
What are the odds that in one of these jets that Delta has here, what's the best airline in your opinion?
The best airline based on what metric? I'll just answer it the way that I want to answer.
Yeah. Customer satisfaction, I was going to say.
Right now, well, there's a number of ratings with that. Now, the airline that I like working with best is Avelo, and quite honestly, because of the people.
Cool.
Really, their whole organization, I've got contacts, I've got their cell phone, they answer, they're home every day, their staff is, because they don't have hubs all over the place.
Right.
And just a fun, nimble airline to work with.
Okay.
Good to hear.
And who's on time? Who's got the best on-time rating these days out of CWA?
I want to say it's Avelo right now.
Wow.
Yeah. They're sweeping this award show.
Yeah. Handing them an award.
Delta's close, but they've got some construction this summer in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. So
that's slowing them down a little bit.
That's slowing them down a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. But I know that a jet is really hard to land. What are the odds that we would actually be able to land that puppy if we were getting instructions from the tower, from Central?
I think they'd be pretty good odds.
Yeah, really? Cool.
Yeah, quite honestly, yeah. There's enough people that are trained in on that. And,
wow, that sounds promising.
It'll never happen.
No.
Yeah, mind
no,
you,
no,
but
not. Knock on wood, knock on wood.
But there's a lot of techniques and data out there. And hopefully some more qualified people on the plane.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay. Well, let's get up in there in that tower and see what's what.
Let's check it out.
Take the mobile microphone over there. Here we go.
Let's go.
Yeah, well, we're in the, what kind of, this is a Ford F-150, it looks like, Brian, here?
Yes, yep.
Okay, this is great.
Official airport vehicle, right?
Okay, well, where are you taking us, Brian? We went from your office, we went down, and we're in the back of your F-150 now, and now we're at the tower, huh?
We're going up to the air traffic control tower.
Okay, so you always take your F-150 over here, huh?
Generally. I mean, if the weather's nice, to walk.
Yeah, yeah, a little hot and windy today. Here we go.
Here we go.
Wow, that is a big tower. How many flights do these guys manage in and out of here a day, Brian?
Depends on the day.
How many flights are we going to be walking up?
We'll take the elevator.
Oh, fancy, fancy.
You?
Paul's got a bum wheel some days. How's it going today, Paul? How are you feeling?
Feeling good today.
Okay.
Sears would have been fine.
Yeah. But how many floors or stories up are we going?
It's technically only 2 stories, and I always take the elevator, so I want to say it's around equivalent to 4.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going up 4. All right, great. Nice Otis elevator here.
It is, yeah. It's the original. Yeah. Works great.
What year was this built?
1993, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah, that was about the year that I took a class field trip from Rib Mountain out here and went up in here.
Yeah, it was big news then.
Before then, they were on the ground, or they didn't have this? Or?
Didn't have air traffic control services, so it was all pilot controlled.
Wow, all pilot, okay. All right, heading in. Is this an Otis? Can't really tell.
I think it is.
Yeah, okay. Generic.
Somewhere around here, I'm sure of it.
Okay. Hopefully I don't get trapped in here. Slight delay, ground halt. And Brian, you report to a board of directors, is that right?
I do, yep. Central Wisconsin Joint Airport Board.
Okay, and that consists of leaders throughout Marathon County and
Portage County.
And Portage?
Yeah, it's three supervisors from Marathon County, two supervisors from Portage County, and then a citizen member from each county.
And what's your operating budget?
We are operating just under $4 million annually.
Oh, anyway, okay. Hey, break even or you get a profit? Oh, hi.
Depends on the year.
Okay.
This year, we're budgeting a slight in the black, or in the red, rather.
Okay.
We're able to put some into fund balance, so we've got some fund balance transfer, but more or less year over year, it's neutral.
So if you ever wanted to expand this place or do any of that, that would all have to come from state or federal funding?
A lot of it, yeah. And generally, any grant we get does have a local component, too.
Local, okay. Well, here we are. Beautiful view.
you? Were you expecting us?
Yeah, you told me about it.
I got a general tower question for you. Why are the window walls always pointed outward?
Yeah,
in every tower I see. I've always wanted to know that.
You don't want the sun blinding you.
So it works as kind of an awning.
Yeah, a little bit. Something like that.
I'm Ryan, by the way.
Doug.
Doug?
Hey, I'm Paul.
Paul, nice to meet you.
And what's your title, Doug?
I'm the air traffic manager here. I'm in charge of the tower.
We're on the show. Okay. So when our flights are delayed, it's all your fault or not?
Not usually.
It's over in Minneapolis. We'll blame that.
If I know you're on it there, Paul. And stand by. Clearance on request.
Or otherwise, we'll blame Minneapolis Viking fans.
It could be anything. It'd be weather, traffic. I mean, airlines, they have priority over different aircraft. If you got a big aircraft coming in from New York with 300 people on it, they'll hold this gun to death.
They'll what?
Hold them on the deck.
Okay.
With 50 or 70 people, hasn't got a priority of an aircraft with 300.
Oh, so the bigger the plane, the...
They can move them around. They can move other guys around. They can get them out anyway. Sometimes there's just too much traffic or, you know, if a runway closes in Minneapolis or Chicago, slows us down.
Yeah. Any close calls out here ever?
Nah.
No.
We don't have anything like that.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this?
Since 1983.
You've been up in this tower since 83?
Nope. I've been in this tower since
09.
Okay. So you came from somewhere else?
I was a Marine for 22 years.
Oh, wow. Thank you for your service.
No problem.
Yeah, we...
I was with different airports. I was in Iraq, Afghanistan. Iraq and Kosovo. Then a different company. And then I switched over to this company because this is where my family was at. So I came back here.
Where were you born and raised?
Born in North Carolina, raised all over. My dad was Air Force.
So I notice you have a Rolodex over there. What's in the Rolodex?
No, just names and numbers.
Okay. Of pilots or stewardesses?
It's not really used anymore. I just kept it because it was from the old service, the guy that was here 20 years ago.
Okay.
Everything's on computer now.
Yeah.
How's Brian doing as director?
Brian, who's Brian? I know this gentleman here. Oh, Brian does a great job.
Do you think he'd rather be in Aspen or is he happy here?
I think he's happier here. Too busy, too expensive.
Yeah, I agree. So you have the binoculars over here, I noticed.
I'm a VFR tower.
Yeah, okay. So visual. So IFR is instrument. VFR, so when somebody comes in and lands visually, then you have to see them too because they don't have instruments?
Correct. If I don't see them, I got to tell them I don't see them.
Yeah, okay, I see.
If they're IFR, it doesn't mean I talk to IFR aircraft too. I don't have to see them.
Because
they'll fly an instrument approach into the airport. We don't have radar, so I mean, that's what we use. VFR aircraft, we just rely on them to tell us where they're at. And we get the binos out and try to find them. If you can't find them, they're not in sight.
So you used to be air traffic control in your military career for planes as well?
I did that for most of my Marine Corps career, correct.
And what kind of planes were you overseeing?
F-4s, F-18s, AV-8Bs, AV-8As, the AV-8C. We had the SR-71 overseas fly-in. F-16s, F-14s.
Oh, all of them.
Yeah. F-2s, C-130s came in, C-5s.
And when you were serving, were you, was it active?
Yeah.
And you guys were...
All time was active.
In the real deal, in the thick of things? Desert Storm or...
No, I got stuck in Yuma, Arizona, and I was supposed to go over there, and I got staged in California. We never left.
Miramar or...
Tustin.
Okay, cool. Can you want to run us through some of the, like, what's your next flight coming in here? Where does it tell you that?
Well, we have scheduled air carriers coming in from, next one is going to be from Chicago. We got one coming from Minneapolis. I don't have an exact time. We have an estimated time. They usually come in around the same time, but it changes monthly.
Okay.
Within the next hour, I have two aircraft coming inbound, and I got a bunch of aircraft going out, going to the air freight guys.
Oh, yeah, like FedEx and those guys?
FedEx and UPS, they have their flights. They have three of them going out every night.
I'm glad you brought that up because I have one of those apps that tracks the flight that's overhead, and every morning, about 5 o'clock in the morning, I hear a prop plane flying over Rib Mountain, coming in on final approach, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Or leaving, or are they departing?
Well, it depends. I mean, it might not be us. It could be somebody else flying over.
But that's FedEx in the 5 o'clock in the morning or not?
No. They're usually here about 8 o'clock.
Okay. And
5 in the morning, I don't know who that is. Right. We don't open until 5:30, so.
This is a two-shift operation?
Normally, we have three. We'll have three on you. I'm usually in between. You know, sometimes people are on vacation. We don't have a lot of staff, so somebody goes on vacation or gets sick, you fill in.
Right.
And are you in control of all the lights on the runway then and everything, or is that automated?
No, I got that.
Okay, where's that located?
Right over there.
Right over there.
Airfield lighting switch panel. Yeah. And then these are the approach lights over here behind us.
And what's on the computer screen before we let you go?
No, that just tells me when flights are coming in.
And then what is this right here that says occupied? This is a...
That's just a memory aid, okay. So we don't forget about anybody. We'll put the type, whoever it is calling us, one of the airport vehicles, put it on a taxiway Bravo, which is that taxiway over there. It's occupied. Runway's closed. Runway's occupied. Wow. I just realized these are broke. I gotta get the light bulbs for those.
Got to talk to the FAA about that, or?
No. They have nothing to do with it. We just use memory aids to keep, to know where everything's at, what everybody's doing.
All right, cool.
Don't want anybody forgetting anything.
Yeah.
Then those, what you asked about earlier could happen. We don't want that to happen.
Are you a pilot?
No, I am not a pilot.
Cool.
I've flown a lot in my lifetime, but I don't want to fly the controls.
Yeah. Keep that to somebody else. Okay. This
you
is.
Like pilots or?
No, I like to pretend every once in a while I know a little something about aviation, but not really, no.
Well, I've been around it my whole life. I've been studying it, reading about it my whole life. My brother's a pilot. I never wanted to be one.
Yeah.
Aren't you a pilot?
Yeah, not much of one.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but every airport in the United States has a different approach pattern that planes use to come in and land and take off?
Like you take off, they'll have standard instrument departures, standard instrument arrivals. That depends on traffic. It depends on mountains. It depends on population. If you have a bunch of houses here, noise abatement, you're not going to fly over there. You're going to come over here or land there or there.
Right.
I mean, everything's different.
So every runway, though, here has a different approach, or is it all the same kind of approach pattern here at CWA?
Well, I mean, you either come straight in or you have instrument approaches on two runways. They can do an RNAV to all four of them, which is GPS.
Okay.
Or you just come in visually. And they come in from every direction if they're visually.
Who?
If they're VFR.
Which pilot around here, around these parts, I'm sure you know all the regular pilots, which one has like the best kiss when they come down in for a landing?
Oh, I'm not allowed to say that because I don't even know. There's a couple, because they're changing all the time.
What about wind shear? Is that ever a factor?
Well, we don't have much wind shear here. You get wind alerts, but, a loss of 10 knots. If you get up to 15 to 20 knots, pilots might go away, land somewhere else.
Yeah.
What's your favorite memory here at CWA?
I don't know. I guess when the president came in.
Fun and hectic.
Here, I thought you were going to say working with me.
At the Christmas party last year, maybe?
That's correct, Brian.
Now we need a raise, Brian. You get paid by Brian or you get paid by the FAA?
I get paid from the FAA.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks again for your service. Pleasure meeting you, and thanks for the tour.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, pleasure to meet you.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Yeah.
Appreciate you listening to the Wausau Business Show. I noticed that guy's, look at that guy down there, Paul. He's mowing the lawn. It must take him a long time to mow this lawn. Once you're done, you start over again, huh?
He only has a small area to cut. There's another one down there cutting. And sometimes they'll have they'll have three or four of them going at the same time.
All right. Appreciate your time. Thanks a lot, guys.
Anytime.
Take care.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Doug. That was cool. That's a first for me.
Well, metal steps here. Is Doug's break room up there in the tower then, Brian, or is that down here on a different level?
The corner I was kind of standing in is the break room.
Okay,
do everything from one location.
Oh, but here's the can. He's got to come down here to go to the can.
Yep.
That's not up there.
No. Well, when there's two people working, it gets a little awkward if you have the restroom on the same floor.
Yeah. And are there two people often working in the tower or just
not
one?
Not often. Usually shift overlap.
Okay.
And then some busy days they'll bring an extra if they know something unusual is happening.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot for your time. Brian Greifey, Airport Director at Central Wisconsin Airport. Thank you.
Right in the elevator.
That's where we're going to wrap it up.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
To the grave of Diamond Dave.
Business time.
This is the Wausau Business Show.
It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
At Rooterware, we challenge the notion that sophisticated legal practices only exist in major metropolitan areas. Our team chooses to live and work in communities where many people only vacation or pass through. We enjoy a quality of life and have an excellent work-life balance, while still practicing exciting, challenging law in Wausau, Eau Claire, Green Bay, and Wisconsin Rapids. Since 1920, we've been doing what we want and where we want to do it. Find us at rooterware.com.
Yeah, boy! When the internet said Red Lobster's going away,
boy, Flavor Flav said, not today. Crab Fest is here, boy, and they got two flavors, just like me. Flavor Flav, we got roasted garlic and new Cajun butter. Getting the most bona fide comeback yet. The comeback you'll be coming back for. It's Crab Fest at Red Lobster, boy. When you gotta have seafood, you gotta have Red Lobster.
Hey, folks, this is Charlie Behrens. Our Cripescast is coming up at noon on Bull Falls Radio. Now back to the Wausau Business Show with your cheese curd-brained hosts, Ryan and Paul, served with a nice side of ranch dressing. All right, Wausau, I love you so much. I'll be back soon, and hey, watch for deer, okay? Bye-bye now.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
It's the Wausau Business Show, and this guy is committed. Marcus is committed. Let's hear a little bit of Marcus getting his tattoo on his upper leg.
It's more of an upper kneecap.
Okay, sure. Okay. Here, let's listen.
All right, here we are live at Marked Up Tattoos. Mark Kandenberg, nice
hey,
to see you.
Good to see you.
I'm Ryan, this is Paul.
I'm Paul.
Nice
Mark,
to meet you.
Nice to, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is fun.
So who's playing here on the music? Oliver Anthony, and it's called Richmond North of Richmond. Okay, cool place you got here. Who did all the artwork on the walls?
That would be me.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, well, you're once an artist, always an artist, I guess. Yeah,
absolutely.
And here we have Marcus Amundson. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
One of Wausau's biggest Red Lobster fans.
Guest of honor today.
Guest yeah. of honor. You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You nervous?
No.
Excited?
I mean, I've got enough tattoos yeah, yeah, yeah. to wear.
Does it hurt?
No.
No, okay.
It's all in the mind.
Does it tickle?
You feel a tingling sensation.
Okay, all right. So we're in the old Western Village here next to where my mom used to get her hair cut, but it wasn't here at the time. Robert Anton and Associates.
Oh.
Growing up, my mom used to get her hair cut at Robert Anton.
She had good hair, so shout out to them.
Had good 1987 hair. So you got the logo here, and how does this process work? You've got an iPad Pro there, I
yep.
see.
So on the iPad, I just have the reference of the logo so I can make sure the colors and everything all match up accordingly. I got a stencil printed out ready to go, so we'll put that on him first.
Okay.
And then we'll follow that to do the tattoo.
Oh, and perfectly cool. done with the Wausau under the Red Lobster in the same font, I see.
Yep.
Brilliant.
That'll look great.
Yeah. And we're doing full color on the lobster itself?
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay, perfect. And the ink actually goes underneath the skin? Is that how that works?
Yes. Yeah, about underneath like the first layer or so of skin.
Cool. How many layers of skin are there before you get the bone, you know?
Seven.
Oh. Seriously?
Seven before you hit muscle. Okay. So.
All right, let's rock and roll.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we're going right above the knee. I noticed that you shaved there, Marcus.
Yeah.
Did you do the shaving or did
I
Mark?
Did. Okay, good. All right. Can't prepare.
Yeah.
So it's got to be
my first rodeo.
Marcus, you ever had an audience watch you get a tattoo before?
No, actually, I've not. This is the first.
Okay. I notice you're wearing a wedding ring. Your wife is cool with this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is she a Red Lobster fan as well?
Yes. Glorious hum of
beautiful
machinery. A lot quieter than back in the day.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, I remember it being a lot louder.
Back in the day, they used to sound like a jackhammer just grinding away at your skin.
Yeah. Starting on the U of Wausau. Wausau's always first.
Yes.
I like that.
It's a good policy to have.
Yeah. Just a lot of precision going on here. I can tell. Focus, major focus.
Very intricate.
Well, this will be on Marcus's leg when he dies.
Yeah, that's hopefully a morbid thought.
Hopefully he lives a very, very long life.
And keeps Red Lobster out in the open.
Yeah. Marcus, we want you to live long and prosper.
And wear short shorts as often as possible.
Yeah. He's got the Super Mario Brothers, old like 80s. Do you mind if we play Super Mario Brothers while you guys are working on this?
No, go ahead.
Let's give it a try.
There's over 5,000 games in that unit, so you can find just about anything from Pac-Man and Dig Dug all the way up to anything that was on Super Nintendo.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
I believe that is on there.
Let's go check. See if we can find it.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll check back.
It's not in there. Or should we just go with traditional? Let's do Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, let's do Super Mario Brothers.
Okay. Have you ever seen the movie Super Mario Brothers?
I have.
It's very good.
My kids love it.
Yeah. All right, two player, Paul. Two player. Yeah, good.
Yep.
Oh, there's jump.
Blue's okay. jump.
Blue's jump. Ah, I died. The mushroom got me.
10 feet he made it.
Okay.
All right, I'll give it a try.
Luigi, here we go.
Luigi.
Okay.
Blues jump. Get the question mark. Oh, you died too.
Same spot.
All right. Wow. How did you jump over the question mark and die?
The red button is speed.
Oh, okay.
We're stuck in world 1-1 for those of you who know this game. We haven't been able to get out of it.
Now, what's speed? Green?
Red. And you got to hold it down. Need for speed, like Scott Wimmerle.
Yeah. Oh. All right, I got that.
Oh, I died. He died. Right into one of those mushrooms.
Marilyn Manson is playing now. That's cool.
Going down into the two.
Mark, how many tattoos do you do a day?
Depends on the day. You know, smaller stuff like this, I could probably do about 4. Larger tattoos, 1 to 2.
Just wrapping up the, looks like you have Wausau done there. He's got Wausau done. Most important part is the Wausau part. Now we're working on the lob.
Which will be followed by the stir.
I often shorten it to lob.
I love that.
I want to get to the lob so we can have some of those cheddar biscuits.
Are you guys going for dinner?
The lob.
Yeah. Call myself a lobber. And then does he have to keep the plastic on it for how long? Or
24 hours.
24, okay. Point of that is just sanitation or?
Sanitation allows for the tattoo to weep, and by weeping, it helps the tattoo heal a little faster.
I know how to weep.
I'm going
to
be weeping when this is done. It's going to be so beautiful.
That's really kick-ass.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody else in the world has a Red Lobster tattoo. Is there a database of all the tattoos in the world? Website?
Google, yeah. Instagram, yeah. Pinterest.
Okay, let me Google it. We have time.
Yeah.
Get out my phone here. Yeah. Bless you, associate producer Matt Hahn. Oh, it looks like people have lobster tattoos, but not the actual Red Lobster logo.
Yep, I'm not seeing it either. I'm seeing lobsters.
Yeah, lobsters, not the logo.
Look at images real quick. Images? Strictly images. No, just pictures of a Red Lobster, but not
no tattoo.
Not the name or the logo.
Okay, so we have it on good authority from Sergey Brin and Larry Page that this is the only Red Lobster logo tattoo done in the world.
In the world.
You hear that, Red Lobster? It just happened in Wausau, Wisconsin.
That's correct.
You can hear the humming of that glorious tattoo being marked up right now all the way in Orlando, Florida, I'm sure. I'm certain. We know you're listening.
Yes.
By now.
No one else has gotten a tattoo ever, as far as we know, that says Red Lobster.
It's the only one in the world.
You know, this old Western.
New Western Village.
Old Western Village.
Old Western, possibly New Western. Might be a great location for the Red Lobster when it comes to Wausau.
Yes.
Sounds like they'd have to pay me a lot of money for my storefront so that I could relocate.
Well, they could take down OTS over there. Okay, what's the club called now? Not Bruisers, but.
Night school.
We don't want to lose that. I think John Tremel still owns that.
Hi, John.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA. Okay, now we've got, I think, Toby Keith on. I love Toby Keith.
Great video.
Yeah. Tulson. He's from Tulsa, you know. God rest his soul. He died a few years ago, but.
Producer Matt Hahn.
He just
died.
A year ago?
That's what he's here for, fact checking.
Did he just die this year?
It was this year.
Oh, what date? Associate February producer. 5th. February 5th.
He is on top of it.
Oh.
Thanks, Matt, but that's sad.
Yeah, and I hear I honestly read his obituary and they brought a jukebox to his funeral.
Right.
Wow. They didn't prop him up beside the jukebox, but they actually brought the contraption.
Would that have been weird if they propped him up against the jukebox? Okay.
Morbid. Gotta probably edit that part out, Paul.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that.
This song is called As Good As I Once Was by Toby Keith. We do have gift certificates to the Green Bay location of Red Lobster for you guys, too. So we'll get those for you.
Awesome. Sounds like we're taking a motorcycle ride.
Yep.
Lunch.
You have to tell James Deal over there. We said hello. He's the general manager, okay?
All right.
Can do.
Obviously show him the tattoo. He'll be very happy. He's worked there for 30 years as the general manager.
Ooh, that's awesome.
At that same location, right? The same location.
Yeah.
Of Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Oh, you can eat cheddar biscuits.
Endless shrimp and endless cheddar biscuits? That sounds like a really great deal.
Yeah, not sure they're doing the endless shrimp anymore.
Got some backlash, as I understand.
The whole Chapter 11.
Right.
They make some cuts. That's okay. We're improving cash flow so that we can build in Wausau, Wisconsin,
that's
USA.
Right.
We're improving.
We're doing everything we can, I can tell you that. So is Marcus and Mark.
Gotta get him here.
Yeah.
This is what it takes.
Well, now Alice Cooper, no more Mr. Nice Guy's playing.
We're going to have to adopt that mentality if Red Lobster doesn't finally get here. There no more go. Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah. You don't want to see us turn on you, Red Lobster. I'm going to keep Wassonians on your good side.
That's right.
Oh, I see you have a picture of you and Haas here, Mark. That's cool, because this used to be Haas's tattoo, right?
Yes, tattoos by Haas. Haas was an artist in Wausau for 40 years before he retired.
Was he kind of your mentor?
Yes.
Oh, cool. What's he doing now?
Enjoying life. Nice. Riding his motorcycle, spending time with the grandkids.
Business is good for you, obviously. I mean, you're booked out, what, 6 months?
Yeah, roughly about that.
Oh, wow. Cool. Going to Judy's for the 4th of July?
Always.
I didn't see the invite come through. She always threatens not to have it. She always says, this is the last year. This is the last year.
Are you sure this could be the last year?
Yeah. Judy Strike?
Yeah, Judy Strike.
Where does she live?
She's got a place up in Rhinelander.
Oh, okay. That's right.
That's our aunt, Marcus. Well, let us know when you guys go over to Red Lobster, because maybe we'll join you.
Can do.
Make a giant party out of it.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see James Deal's reaction when he sees this cool tattoo.
I have a feeling he's going to love it.
Yeah, of course. How long have you guys been married?
Well, we've been together for 8 years.
Nice. And any kids?
Well, I have 3. She has 2.
Nice.
Cool. Nice. How old?
16, 16, 15, 14, and 10.
And have they all been to Red Lobster?
I think, yeah. I think all of them have.
Good for you. Good for you.
You make great choices.
You're obviously a great father. Bringing them up right.
Yep.
Marcus, where do you like to eat in Wausau that is more of a local establishment?
I like going to like Wausau Mine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good one.
Wausau Mine, great burgers and pizza fries and anything else there.
Lifelong fan of that place, too.
Yeah, can't go wrong. Yeah, fans. That's a good way to describe it.
And it's completed.
Yeah.
Look at that. Beauty.
Wow. Mark, thank you from Marked Up Tattoos in the old Western Village. Marcus, give me a handshake.
A hero. You're a hero of ours now.
Thank you. Yeah, way to do it for Wausau. And if this doesn't get corporate's attention to tell them how serious we all are about wanting a Red Lobster in Wausau, right. I don't know what will.
I don't know what will.
So wear that with pride.
Always.
And we'll keep in touch. And I'm looking forward to going to Red Lobster with you to show in James Deal.
Yeah, how dedicated we are.
Yeah, this great tattoo.
Marcus, thanks so much. This was great.
Yeah, enjoy it. And everybody, if you need a good tattoo, Marked Up Tattoos in the old Western Village. It doesn't get any better than this. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
As well.
Get in touch. Email info@wausaubusiness.com or call 715-9-WAUSA. That's 715-992-8728. 715-9-WAUSA. We'll check the messages on our answering machine soon.
But ladies and gentlemen, our very own Bull Falls Radio 98.9 morning show host, Chad Holmes.
Chad, welcome.
Please, no applause.
Hold your applause.
Wait till the end, at least, before you, let me earn it.
Yeah. We can't wait to get the results. So this is just the first half of the interview here.
Right.
But Chad is representing, we're very proud of the civic media, all of us on the civic media family and Bull Falls, if we could speak for Bull Falls 98.9. Chad, the number one top rated in our hearts and minds, rated morning guy in the central Wisconsin market.
For sure.
98.9 Bull Falls with Ian. I noticed you didn't bring Ian. He's not coming with you.
I should have.
Yeah.
I got him in the back room working very
hard. Yeah, good.
All weekend long, he just works.
Yeah, okay. Ian, get off that hamster wheel that you're on there, buddy. Right. But Chad is representing glorious Wausau, Wisconsin, our mountainous hometown in Las Vegas for the World Series of Poker. The 55th annual at the Horseshoe, and you're heading out there this weekend. And Chad, how do you expect to place this year?
In fact, I'll be flying out of Minneapolis this afternoon.
Oh,
so I'm heading out there, and then tomorrow I'll be hitting the tables for my only tournament, but I do have a backup plan in case it doesn't go well. But it's an opportunity for anybody who loves the game to have a chance to play with some of the best players in the world, Hall of Famers and winners.
Yeah.
And as you guys know, I do a lot of high school sports.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to compete and not just talk about it once in a while.
Chad's wearing his Wausau West football shirt right now for everybody. And how do you place usually? Like, you know, how have you fared?
The way that the tournaments are for poker tournaments is the top 15% make the money.
Okay.
If you are eliminated in the first 85%, you don't get anything back.
That's harsh.
It is harsh.
Yeah.
It is harsh. The last tournament I played last year, I made the money.
So you were in the top 15%?
15% of all the players.
I was in the top 15%.
In the world.
Well, in this tournament.
All right.
It's in this tournament. But yeah. The thing about when you get to the money, there's this incredible energy.
Yeah.
Because like last year in this tournament I played in it, you start at 10 in the morning and the money bubble bursts around 11 o'clock midnight. So you got to go a long way.
Yeah.
And then once the money bubble bursts, it tends to just get wild because everybody plays tight because you don't want to bust out at that point. Uh-huh. Then every short stack is going all in. It gets crazy. Everybody just starts cheering.
Oh, cool.
When the money bursts.
Oh,
the money bubble bursts.
So you make it till 11 o'clock at night from 9 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. And like last year, I made it through the first day, which was sometime around 1 in the morning, 1:30. Wow. I can't even remember.
Sounds like Paul Grinzel.
I made it through the first day, then had to come back the next day at 10 o'clock to start day number 2.
Oh, man.
I made it through 3 hands in day number 2, then I was eliminated.
Bleary-eyed.
But I still have I wake up at night, I open my eyes, and I still think about this hand late in the day last year because we got through the money bubble. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, there's like 600 people left, and I've got these dreams. I'm going to make a deep run. I got a really good stack. I get in on an all-in with this guy who made a stupid play, number mm-hmm. 1.
Okay.
He went all in at ace-10. I had ace-king. I had him dominated.
Yeah.
And if I win that spot, we end the first day of the tournament, I would have been top 10 chips. I would have been right there.
Wow.
So we get, anybody's familiar with Hold'em, you get your two cards. I had ace-king, he had ace-10.
Yep. Yeah.
Then you have the flop, 3 cards.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing comes up. I'm still ahead.
Uh-huh.
Then the turn comes, the 4th cards. No problem. So we're down to the last card.
I know where this is going.
So we're just watching the cards. I'm just seeing if my kind's going to hold up. And I'm a 92% favorite to basically almost double up. Anything but a 10.
Mm-hmm.
Anything but a 10. 92% for me, 8% chance for him, 10.
Oh.
I slammed that table.
Yeah.
Oh. And heartbreaking.
It was because my dream of this is not to win. Obviously, you'd like to win.
Yeah.
My dream is to make a deep run where you feel that opportunity.
Yeah, cool.
And it's fun to get that far, to get into the money, but then to get to that next level.
Yeah. So at 10%, when you're in the top 10%, how much are you kind of getting back then?
It goes up. Like this tournament last year that I was in was a $600 buy-in.
Okay.
And I made like close to like $1,100.
Okay. You paid for your trip. And
And then it goes up. Then as you get really down to the last 100 players or so, it gets into the 4 figures, 5 figures.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And then, the real steep climb isn't until you get to probably the top 25.
How many people does it start with?
Last year, that tournament I played in had roughly close to 6,000 players. Jeez. And I finished like 620th or something like that.
Real
and it should have been a lot deeper.
Yeah, right.
But the tournament I'm playing in starting tomorrow is bigger buy-in. It's $1,500. I shouldn't be paying $1,500 to play a poker tournament.
To be fair, you don't have a wife or kids.
Exactly.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
And I don't do anything else. I'm always working rest of the year.
How many sports games do you call a year?
I did 135 this year.
Oh, my God. You deserve this, Chad.
So I'm going to splurge a little bit this time.
Absolutely. Do your instincts ever take over and you kind of want to call the poker game?
Oh, I enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
But last night, I stayed up way too late watching one of because the World Series is going on right now.
Yeah. And you stay in the casino the whole time, I'm assuming, and they're just pumping oxygen into you. So we want to encourage you to come back on and tell us how you did, hopefully.
Yeah.
If you would, because we're going to be rooting for you. All of Wausau is going to be rooting for you.
Let's go, Chad.
Yeah. Well, we've got you, Chad. How are the Warrior football teams under Coach Johnson looking this year?
It's going to be interesting. Every year, as you guys know, there's always going to be change. I think last year, they did lose some significant contributors, but the program, they really have really got a good foundation.
Who's the last D1 player that went out of Coach Johnson?
I think Jake Whalen. Coach Johnson was on the staff then.
Okay.
But he went to play at the University of Wisconsin.
Cool.
And just a massive linebacker.
Nice.
Running back.
Cool.
And now, in fact, he is part of the staff for Coach Johnson. He's an assistant coach now. He came back after he got done with college and is now working with the kids at West. Linebackers.
Nice. Cool. All right. Well, Chad, we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah.
On behalf of all of Wausau, we're going to be rooting for you. We'll follow you on social media and bring back the dough, man.
That's the goal.
What's the most money ever made going out there?
The $1,000 buy-in, I made about $1,800.
That was
again, a min cash.
So you're always kind of breaking even.
Well, I'm not. We didn't talk about the times I didn't cash.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be the year. This is going to be the year that you're going to be super successful, and hopefully we bring you a bunch of good luck, and this will be a tradition every year to come on the Wausau Business Show before you go out there.
Yeah. Believe me, if I win big, you're going to have to lock the doors to keep me out.
All right. Drinks on you. Chad Holmes, everybody. 98.9 Bull Falls Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, guys.
Don't forget Chalk Fest this weekend. Who do we have on the show next week?
I'm glad you asked. This is in honor of the 4th of July, Independence Day coming up.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Right around the 4th of July. We have Kevin Hermaning, who spent 444 days held in captivity in the 1980s.
Wow.
And he's going to talk to us about being held as a prisoner of war during the Iranian hostage crisis.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fascinating.
He was a Marine and he got trapped in the U.S. Embassy in Iran. And he's going to talk to us all about his story. And it's an unbelievable story.
A true hero.
And we'll hear all about that next week on the Wausau Business Show. And until then, from high atop rib. Overdid it there a little bit.
It's pretty tall.
Let me try again. From high atop rib mountain. From high atop rib. From high atop rib mountain. This has been a Wausau Business Show transmission.
The end.
Das BNA Wausau Business Show Transmission. Allreiz Reserve 2024.